You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, No Finish Line Nation. It is October 4th, a Wednesday, and we are kicking off this month. This is the first podcast that I've done in the month of October, so I am welcoming myself back, and it's good to see everybody on this fine morning. I've got my coffee in tow. I've got my dark roast with a splash of sugar-free pumpkin creamer that my wife got me, which is a really good addition to my coffee. I've been drinking it black lately, but today I wanted to go with a little bit of the festivities with seeing and looking outside to see the temperatures are a little bit colder this morning, so it kind of puts you in the mood of that pumpkin feel as we're heading into October. So good morning, everybody. I'm hoping that everybody's day is starting off well, and I'm hoping that you also have a nice cup of coffee or some sort of kick off your day kind of item to be able to celebrate in the fact that you are living and breathing another day. I know with the tragic events over the weekend and or actually over the last few days out in Las Vegas and the world in general, the way that it is, it's always good to come to a place where we can talk about positive things and we can talk about things that are, just going well in life rather than things that we have to be inundated with when we're watching television or we're watching the news broadcast or we're watching anything. So just consider this to be a nice little safe place for you to go to be able to discuss positivity, discuss health, all the good things that we're trying to be able to accomplish in life. That's all we're really trying to do. And if we can set ourselves and set our course for positivity and positive directions, I think that we can really make an impact on the world if we just continue to live in that space. With that being said, and I segue into today, is looking through lenses. Now, I know I've discussed it before on Coffee Talk, and we've talked about lenses before. What kind of lens are you looking through with life? What kind of lens are you looking through at different situations? Are you looking through a dynamic lens? Are you looking through a deficiency lens? And which lens are you looking through when you are going through situations that you're going through? So this lens is going to be more about the lens that you're looking at to reflect back on yourself. So if I'm looking in the mirror and I see myself, what am I seeing? Okay. We talked about, I think it was maybe episode maybe 15 or 20 or so about the positive things that you want to be able to, or the three things you're most proud of in your life. And we listed those out and we quantified those. And hopefully you have those written down still because you can keep tapping into those. That was last month that we had talked about. Maybe it was a month before. But we had talked about trying to lean in on those things to make sure you can set yourself up for success moving forward. So what I want you to do today, here's the assignment. Assignment America. You know, you get the little telegraph coming across. It's Assignment America. Here's what I want you guys to do. It's important to do. And I want you to take 5 seconds. That's tops. Don't even think about it very long. I want you to think about first reaction, first visceral gut reaction that you have when you're asked the question, name one thing, list the one word that describes you most. What's the one word that you can just spit out there to say, this is a descriptor of who I am and what I do and what I'm, and it doesn't have to be what you're most proud of or anything like that. It's just the one word that describes you and what you see when you think of yourself, okay? Not other people, not life in general, not financial situations or anything like that, but more about you. I want to know about you, okay? Write that down. As soon as you think that word, write it down. Take 5 seconds, no more than 5 seconds. I mean, it really shouldn't take very long for you to come up with a word. Good, bad, or indifferent. It doesn't matter what direction that your mind goes in with this, because that's what's going to make up the part of this exercise that I want to be able to work on here. Okay, so the first word you get, you write it down. So if your word might have been something like, I am stoic, or I am caring, or I am failing, or whatever the word is, remember, good, bad, or indifferent. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what direction you go in with this word. It's just the first word that you think of when you see yourself or you think of yourself. So as you look in the mirror, here I am. This is what I'm thinking. This is the direction that I wanted to go in with that at this moment. So now you take that word, you write that down. What I would love to see is on the YouTube or on WordPress or on Connect or even on No Finish Line Nation in the comments section, you guys to list that one word. Reason that is that's going to give you a little bit of accountability to doing it, right? Thinking about what that one word is. So if it's a good word, if it's a great word, you can be very proud of that word and be able to list that out there. Not to say that that's the most perfect word in the world, but it's good for you to be able to look at that and be able to dig into that. But if it's a bad word, or it's a word that comes across with a negative tone, that's okay too, because you can list that out. It quantifies it. It gives you accountability. It lists it out and shows you what you're thinking of yourself in that one moment. Because the one moment, instead of overthinking it and trying to drown it out with other words, whether they're negative or positive or anything like that, the one word will give you that snapshot into your mind of what you're thinking of yourself. The second step to that is after posting it, after writing it down, okay, I should say the third step, right? So you write it down and then you list it in the comments of what that word is. The third step is, how do we change our view, or how do we keep our view? Now, if you listed out a word that is positive, such as stoic, proud, caring, loyal, any of these types of words that you might have listed yourself in a positive light, I want you to lean in on that positive word. I want you to really think about that today. As you're going throughout your day, think of ways that adds value to what you had listed as the positive end of what the word you just listed. So if you're going throughout your day, lean in on that. Think about, how can I really prove myself right in that fact that that's the way I view myself? What actions am I going to take to be able to lean back in on that one word that I listed as a positive end? How am I going to interact with other people to show them that I am loyal, I am stoic, I am somebody who's trustworthy, or whatever word that you listed? Use that word to catapult your day and elevate your performance for the day, okay? If it was a negative word, if it's a word that didn't have a great connotation to it, or if it was something that you felt was in the light of negativity, or a light of sadness, or a light of pain or suffering, or those kind of things, when you list that word out, I want you to take a look at that word, just like you did on the positive end over here if you had a positive word. But if you have a negative word, I want you to think of one or two items today that you can do to try to change the way that you're viewing yourself right now. One or two items that you can do, whether it's treating yourself to something like a cup of coffee somewhere, or whether it's going and investing in another person to be able to give back to somebody, or whether it's calling an old friend that you haven't talked to in years to be able to change the lens, change the way you view yourself at that moment in time. Because you can really change the course of your day by one or two actions throughout your day to be able to continue to push forward and getting in the right frame of mind and viewing yourself in a lens that you can do this. And there is a positive place to get to. So you need to give yourself that path to do so. So if you are setting yourself up for failure and you are thinking in the world of that negative lens all the time, and you're never giving yourself the opportunity to succeed at that moment, then guess what happens? You continue to go down the road of failure over and over and over again. We get in it's a cyclical place that we get into. It's a cycle. And we fall into the drain and we start to twirl right down the tubes. I've been there. I've been there so many times. But I've always had somebody there to try to help lift me up and pull me out. My wife is a great advocate for that. My wife, Crystal, is amazing at being able to say, okay, so let's think about that for a second. You're looking at yourself in a really, really bad lens right now. She always says that to me all the time, because that's something that I always talked about in the beginning. And she always says, why do you view yourself that way? And I've asked her the same question when she looks at herself in the mirror and says, I look so fat in these jeans. And I say, why do you view yourself that way? What's the reason that you talk about yourself that way? Because you're not. Or I may say to myself, was I a good son to my father back in the day, right? Did I treat him well? And she says, why do you view yourself that way? Because you were a good son, right? Or you are a good son. So think about those things as you're progressing and you're thinking of your day. If you're thinking of yourself at that one moment of a negative lens, how are you going to change that lens over to positive to be able to set yourself up for success moving forward throughout the day? The other thing to think about, and this is something that might get a little too deep. I know this is already pretty deep, but another thing that might get a little too deep is Think about why you thought of yourself at that moment in time. If it's a negative piece, what's the reason that you thought of yourself at that time? What's some of the surrounding things that are going on that gave you that negative view of yourself? So if you listen down a word of failure and you want to fix that, so you want to give yourself something to be successful at for the day, which is great. That's a great plan for the rest of the day. Do those one or two actions like we talked about. But then also think about why you thought of the first word as failure at that moment in time. What's going on around you? Are you having financial issues? Are you having relationship issues? Are you having moments where in life it feels like it's crumbling down on you, so you get into that negative space? So that might also be something you want to look at as why you think of yourself in the negative light, as to what's leading to that negative light. Now, I know that's all deep, crazy, Sigmund Freud, let's dig into the deep psyche of people aspect of it. But that's how I'm wired, and that's something that I need to do to make sure that I can set myself up for success, because I need to know what my triggers are to give me that negative lens that I look through sometimes. And we all have them. We all have our negative lenses. We all look through things in a way that might not necessarily be a positive place. It's okay. We're humans. We're human. That's just how humans are made. Human nature goes down the road of, what do I need to fix and why am I in this negative place all the time? We do it all of the time. Okay? So think about that today. You write it down, you layer it in the comments, and then you think to yourself, what's one or two actions that I can do to change it? Or you write down your positive. You write down the thing you're most proud of, if that's what you are at that moment in time, and the one word that was a descriptor of yours, you write that down, you type it into the comments, and then you lean in on that to be able to continue to be successful in that space and how you can continue to elevate your performance with you feeling that way. Because if you're feeling that way right now, what better way to be successful than to feel that way 10 times more by the end of the day? Okay? So remember, this is a lot about brain work, a lot about what we're doing in our journeys and how we can be the most successful. Try it out today. Try this small little exercise that takes no more than 5 minutes for you to write down, post, and be able to think about ways you can change the way that you view your day. And keep it simple. Doesn't have to be anything hugely monumental. It can be just something that's simple, organic, and just one or two items to be able to change it or lean in on it. Okay? Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.